It's a tour special. It's John Gibbons here in the Red Lion. I'm with Craig Cannon from the Anfield Wrap, with Sean O'Donnell, sometimes from the Anfield Wrap, but today from Boss, and also Keo, who has been doing the Boss Nights for a long time and now doing his own thing and smashing it all around the world, I think it is fair to say. So, lads, thanks for coming down to talk about Jürgen Klopp and what he means to us, what he means to fans, but also what he means to sort of what we've been doing. So cheers, first of all. Nice one.
Thank you, Gibbon.
I'll start with you, Sean, because for both Tor and Boss, we predate Jürgen Klopp. So the Anfield Wrap thing goes since about 2011. Obviously launched as a business sort of a little bit after that, but still in the Brendan Rodgers era. For you guys, you know, you were Hodgson, I think it was. Yeah. And then certainly, you know, I remember the Brendan ones. So, we do need to say, first of all, before we talk about sort of, you know, what Jürgen's meant to us as people, but also, you know, what we've been doing around fan culture. You know, we were all off and running sort of before Jürgen came in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Boss Night, as it was, started because Liverpool was shit. Basically, and we wanted somewhere to go on a Sunday, basically, because we were playing a lot of games on a Sunday because we just got into the Europa League after having a few years in the Champions League with Rafa. Yeah, we decided that, you know, we were all in our pomp of going out after every game and all that type of stuff.
The glory days,
not straight home in the car now, but but no, it was about getting our mates together somewhere where we could all go together in town. That was a little bit different, because obviously the mag had been running for, you know, a few years before that then with Dan and the lads doing it there. We just decided to put something on for our mates. I think Boss Night actually started as a launch party for the mag. So the first ever gig that Boss did was a launch party for the mag, but in terms of as it like grew to become something, so that was to do with Liverpool going the game. It was Europa League.
And when was your first one then, Keo?
Early its inception, because it wasn't a Liverpool night at first. Well, it was a Liverpool night just for Liverpool fans, but it wasn't the Boss Night we sort of know now from like fan parks and banners and a full set of Liverpool songs. It was more like a thing for match lads, wasn't it? And there was, don't get me wrong, Liverpool songs broke out, but that's how some songs were started. There was cover sets, there was original sets, wasn't it?
Yeah.
John Power got up. Mark Fifth member, so it was more like
people doing their own stuff, as well as covers,
and then a few Liverpool songs would break out here and there. It was early on. I played with my mate Tom initially. I played with Jamie for a bit, and then went on my own two feet.